Protect your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
It's time for the Score Evening Show, weeknight 6 till 9 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Here's your host, Rami Metloff.
That is me, live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers, alongside Adam Studzinski on the ones and twos, and with you for the next 3 hours, and a jam-packed show, including ESPN analyst, former NFL and college head coach Herm Edwards will be here at 6:25. Scott Baer, Bears insider for the Marquee Sports Network, he'll join me at 7 o'clock, and former NFL player, now Odyssey NFL insider, Ross Tucker joins me at 8 o'clock. When I'm not talking to those guys, I want to talk to you, the Score fan, the Bears fan, mostly, at 312-644-6767, including asking you this question right out of the gates. Have you raised the bar for what you'll be happy with this season? 414-677-1250 is how you can... Excuse me, those are the Milwaukee numbers. That's not helping my case after Leroy... After Lawrence just...
That's a terrible start.
Here's the thing, though. I do that in Milwaukee, too. It's hard, okay? I work on two stations. I'm going to give out the wrong numbers from time to time. Studs, you don't believe I'm a double agent, do you?
I don't know. I didn't until just now.
Oh, my God. You too. Oh, my God. 312-644-6767. I can't win, man. Everywhere I go, I got a target in my
back. Rami, someone on the text line called it Agent Inception.
Everywhere I go, I got a target in my back because I do work in rival markets in Chicago and Milwaukee. But I swear to you, born and raised in Chicago, in Rogers Park, I am one of you. I am one of you. Lifelong Bears fan, Cubs fan, Bulls fan, all that stuff. I promise you, there's no double agent here. 312-644-6767. Have you raised the bar for what you'll be happy with from the Bears this season? 312-644-6767. Before this season started, I don't know where you guys were at, and you can tell me. Just give me a call. Shoot me a text. I had this team winning 9 or 10 games. And I think that's on the higher end. Studs, how many games did you have the Bears winning before the season started? We just looked at the schedule and you know, went over it and did the whole win-loss thing. Were you at like 9, 10?
I said 10. I said 10, and I also was pretty firm with, I think the least amount they're going to win is 9.
Okay,
They've won nine. They've won nine. So are we good? Like, is everything just a bonus? Are we playing with house money, or have you raised a bar for what you want from this Bears team this season? 312-644-6767. Because it's a tough final 4 weeks, man. I'm not telling you anything that you don't know. This Sunday is probably the easiest game that they have left against the Cleveland Brown. And then you close out with the Packers, the 49ers, and the Lions. So are we cool? Are we cool with this? If they win one more game and then they don't win any more games the rest of the season? 312-644-6767. It would be a tough pill to swallow. Do you need playoffs? Do you need to see this team in the playoffs to be happy? Because it's a real possibility. It is a real possibility that 11 wins will not be good enough to get into the postseason when you look at the NFC playoff picture right now. That's a real possibility. Now, I look at the rest of the season, and I see three wins left on the schedule, quite frankly. And I know that's a lot, but I said they'd split with the Packers. I think they beat the Browns this weekend. And then if you get one of two against the 49ers and the Lions to close out the year, That's good with me. But quite frankly, even if they don't make the playoffs, if they win 10 games, and especially if they win 11 games, and check off a few other boxes, like if I continue to see progress from Caleb Williams, I'd like to see him hit that 70% mark. I'd like to see him hit that at least once this year, because he and Ben Johnson said that's the goal for him as a quarterback, is to complete 70% of his passes. So for me, if we can see the arrow continue to point up on Caleb Williams, and this team finishes with 10 or 11 wins, but they're on the outside looking in at the playoff picture, that's okay with me. Now, I will tell you this, and maybe this will make you feel better as a Bears fan. They got this cool simulator over at The Athletic where you can kind of go through and say, okay, they win this game, they lose this game, they win this game, they lose this game, and it'll spit out like a percentage of their chances to make the playoffs, their chances to win the division, their chances to get the one seed, et cetera, et cetera. And I went through it, Studs. I went through basically every scenario. They have a 70% chance to make the playoffs right now. And if they win any two of their remaining four games, the odds that they make the playoffs stays 70% or above. Now, I don't know how that works, because you look at the playoff picture right now, they are tied with the 49ers. 49ers have the tiebreaker. They're a game ahead of the Lions. They're half a game behind the Packers for the NFC North lead. But there's three playoff spots. And between the Bears, the Packers, the Niners, and the Lions, there's four teams that are vying for them. Somebody is going to be on the outside looking in, and chances are, whoever that is going to have 10 or 11 wins. Are you going to be okay with it if it's the Bears that are that team that's on the outside looking in with 10 or 11 wins? It's not likely, but it is certainly possible. And I could definitely see Week 18 against the Lions being a game that is for the playoffs. When you look at these four teams, and I just laid out, if you didn't already know, but you probably already did, I just laid out who's left for the Bears in these final 4 weeks. They probably have the toughest schedule of the teams that are left when you look at it. The Packers got the Broncos this week, and then they'll take on the Bears, and then they got the Ravens and the Vikings. So the Ravens are in the hunt for a playoff spot. They may be desperate for a win at that point when they face the Packers in Week 17. But those are two games that I think most people will look at and go, yeah, the Packers should win those. The 49ers, they got the Titans, and then the Colts, led by Grandpa Rivers, and then the Bears, and then the Seahawks. So they have two cupcakes, and then two tough games to close out, and then the Lions have the Rams, the Steelers, the Vikings, and the Bears. That's pretty tough for the Lions. They have three tough games and then one kind of cupcake. But none of these teams has an easy schedule to close out. I think the Bears have the toughest of the four with the 49ers, the Lions, and the Packers in a week from Saturday left on their slate. So it is possible that this Bears team wins 10 or 11 games and is at home watching the playoffs. Would you be okay with that? Would you be now? I know in the moment, and as the alleged double agent that I am working up in Milwaukee as a Bears fan, I've been asked a lot by Packers fans, like, are you going to be okay with that if you win 10 or 11 games and don't make the playoffs? And my initial response is, oof, that would be a real gut punch. Like, for as good as this season has been, and for all the excitement that this season has been, it would be, in the moment, a real gut punch if that were the case. If they win 10 or 11 games but aren't in the playoffs. But I think after a day or two to absorb the gut punch, that I would be able to take like the 30,000 foot view, step back and look at it and go, you know what? I had this team winning 10 games at most, 9, maybe 10 games at most. And they did that. And over the course of doing that, we found what looks like a very good head coach. We saw some great progress from our number one pick quarterback from a year ago. We found a running game. We fixed the offensive line. And we found some guys on defense. The number one guy who's kind of the big surprise is Nashawn Wright. And I don't know if he's going to be a Bear next year after what he's done this year. And obviously there will be people that will be bidding for his services if he hits free agency this offseason. But all those things combined, and I really like what I've seen from Dennis Allen as a defensive coordinator. So to me, the big picture, still pretty damn good, man. Now there is the line of thinking, and I tend to ascribe to this line of thinking, that every season that you have a shot is precious, and you want to get the most out of every season that you have a shot. And if you're a team that won 10 or 11 games, you would think you're at least going to get in the mix and get a chance to make some noise in January and go have a chance to go win a Super Bowl. If you don't at least get that, it's a really tough pill to swallow, man. Really tough pill to swallow. But at the same time, they're checking off a lot of boxes. They're checking off a lot of boxes that we were looking for them to check off when the season started. So I think I'll be okay. I think I'll be all right if they don't make the playoffs despite winning 10 or 11 games. Now, and I hate to even throw this out there, but ultimate doomsday scenario, if they lose these last four games, I think that's gonna bring up some serious questions. I don't know how they would lose the last four games in terms of what it would look like, what looked bad, what led to the losses. But I would imagine that if they lose the last four games and finish the season on a five-game losing streak, that's going to bring up some bad feelings and remind us of some bad times as Bears fans after there were so many good times this season in watching this team do what they've done and watching this team go 9-4 and knock off the defending Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles on Black Friday, go toe-to-toe with the Packers on a nationally televised game last Sunday. That would, losing the last four games, despite the nine wins, it would wipe out a lot of the good feelings and would raise some questions for sure about this Bears team that we'd be kicking around all offseason. In terms of how did that go wrong, how did that happen, what went wrong, etc., etc. But I can't see that happening. I really can't see that happening. Like I said, I got them winning three of the last four games and finishing the season with a 12-5 record, and that would be remarkable. Like from where we started, and I got a text here from the 708. Yes, after an 0-2 start, winning 9 of the next 10 definitely raised the bar for me. That's Paul B. in Frankfort, Illinois, texting in. So what is the bar then? What is the bar, Paul B.? Text me again. You're saying it raised the bar for you. Well, what is the bar then? And I got a text from the 815. I expected 8-9. If they finished 10-7, I would be good with that. But if they finished 9-8, I would be disappointed after the good start. See, I don't know, man. It would leave a bad taste in your mouth, because the last thing that you're going to remember is going to be, he says, if they finish 9-8, and that means that they lose the last four games. The last taste in your mouth, the last thing that you're going to remember is going to be a five-game losing streak. But does that mean that we can't take the good out of it? Does that mean that everything that they did this season is wiped away in terms of the progress that they've made, in terms of how you're feeling about Ben Johnson right now, in terms of how you're feeling about Caleb Williams right now? I don't think it would. But that's, again, that's ultimate doomsday scenario. That is the ultimate doomsday scenario, and I cannot see that happening. They got at least one, and I think probably at least two wins left in them for these final four games. And now you're talking about 11 wins in a season where none of us saw that coming. In a season where we thought, hey, man, let's just figure out if we got a quarterback or not. Let's hope that Ben Johnson is everything he was advertised to be as the hottest head coach candidate in this league in a number of years. I can't imagine all that gets wiped away. Does some of it get wiped away? Yeah, maybe. Text from the 815. What if you go toe-to-toe in the last four games and you still go 0-4? Does that leave a bad taste in your mouth? So they're in every game, and it's like a hard-fought loss in these last four, and tacked on to a hard-fought loss against the Green Bay Packers. If that were to happen, I think the question we'd all be trying to figure out is, why can't this team win the close game? Why can't this team close out the victories? However it looks, if they were to lose these last four games and finish on a five-game losing streak, like I said, it raises some questions. It leaves a real bad taste in your mouth. Probably some pessimism seeps in heading into next year. But I gotta think that we can still take some good out of it. I think so. I would hope so. Let me get in one call before I talk with Herm Edwards coming up here in just a few minutes. Let's go out to Dallas. And John, you're on the score. Have you raised a bar for what you'll be satisfied or happy with from this Bears team this season?
Oh, yeah. Missing the playoffs is unacceptable, because they go, the most important game is this game Sunday. We beat Cleveland. We're not losing to the Packers. The Packers going to lose Sunday to Denver in Denver. So we're going to be playing for the division again next Saturday. We got to beat the Packers. We got to beat them. If we beat the Packers, we win the division.
John, thanks for the call, man. I was looking at it. John might be right. If the Packers lose and the Bears win this weekend, and again, I was putting all this into the simulator, into the old computer, and seeing what would happen. If the Bears win this coming weekend and the Packers lose, which is a real possibility, they're going against a one seed in the AFC in the Denver Broncos, and then the Bears win next week in that matchup with the Packers on Saturday night, the division is pretty much locked up. Now, if the Packers win Sunday and the Bears win Sunday, and then the Bears win that matchup with Green Bay, they'll still have to win probably at least one of their final two games to take the NFC North. But John might be right. Now, it wouldn't be clinched mathematically, per se, if they win the next 2 weeks and the Packers lose the next 2 weeks, including the head-to-head matchup between the two teams. But it would be pretty much in the bag if that were to happen. And that's a real possibility. That is a real possibility. We'll talk about all this, see what Herm Edwards sees in terms of the progress of this football team and what he sees in their future with these final four games coming up. Coach Herm Edwards joins me, Rami Makhlouf. It's Score Evenings on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, and back right after this.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install.
Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I think the playoff mentality, the championship mentality, that's what we, you know, that's where we want to be. That's where you want to be every year. That's you don't go into a year, whether it's your first year or 10th year, you don't go into a year not thinking about that. So that's one. And then, you know, managing those expectations, or, you know, managing, you know, actually being possibly in that position or whatever case may be, or being in that position, you know, that's going to take experience. That's going to take, you know, trusting in him. That's going to take, you know, us just trusting the process.
You're listening to Score Evenings, weeknights 6 to 9.
There's Caleb Williams talking about expectations and mindset. I'm Rami Makhlouf with you on Score Evenings up until 9 o'clock. Coming up at 7, we'll check in with Bears insider for the Marquee Sports Network, Scott Baer. But joining me right now on the Circus Sports Hotline, circusports.com, is how you can get in touch with those guys. ESPN analyst, former NFL and college head coach, and 10-year NFL defensive back, motivational speaker. Always a pleasure to welcome in the coach, Herm Edwards. Herm, how are you this evening, my man?
I am well. Thank you for having me on. Been a little while, but I think it's the league couldn't have planned it any better when you think about the National Football League. They always seem to get things right. And when you really look at the slate of it all, if you got 7 wins for the most part, you're in the playoff hunt. Some of these teams have 7 wins and are leading the division. Pittsburgh happens to be one of those teams, but it's kind of fun here watching the last month of football, knowing that a lot of these teams will, you know, their season will be determined on how they finish the season.
It is a lot of fun, Coach, in terms of following the league and who will get in and who won't. But I was saying right before I brought you on, you look at the NFC picture right now and the 4 teams, the Bears being one of them, along with the Packers, the Lions, and the 49ers. There's 3 playoff spots between the 2 wild cards and the NFC North Championship that are out there for those 3 teams. It's entirely possible that somebody is going to have 10 or even 11 wins and be at home watching the playoffs. If you're a head coach, how does that sit with you? Can you still look at the season and go and take all the positives out of it? And specifically with the Bears and all the progress that they've made from last year, if they were that unfortunate team on the outside looking in with 10 or 11 wins, how would that sit with you as a coach or as a player, as a fan, however you want to look at it?
Well, I think if you're a fan, you'd be a little bit disappointed along with the players. But, you know, this happened to Seattle. They had 10 wins, didn't get in. But when you look at the Bears now, I mean, that's a whole different story. I mean, if we were smart, and, you know, I don't bet, but if somebody was betting to say, hey, by the way, the last month of the season, I'm going to bet that the Bears are going to be in first place, they could retire right now. they play in the NFC North the last time I checked, and the favorite teams over there are obviously the Lions and the Packers, and then probably the Vikings, and then the Bears, right?
Yeah.
But it goes to show you, you know, what coaching can do. The best move the Bears made, I think, was obviously getting coach. And you know, you get a coach that basically comes out of your division. And people didn't think about that a whole lot. That was the first thing I said. I said, you've just hurt somebody else, and you have a coach that has coached against all these teams in the division, so he knows the opponent. He doesn't have to study up. He's already played them. And he's done a fabulous job. And Caleb Williams is reaping the benefits of that, of Ben Johnson. And this whole Bear team, offensively, if you'd have said, when you looked at them last year and now they're the 6th rated offense, might be a little higher than that in the league. And what he did in Detroit, running the football, they run it in Chicago. And you got to do that because they're an outdoor team. And you got to be able to run the ball in December and obviously when you're trying to get into the playoffs. So, you know, I look at the sack total. I mean, he had 68 sacks last year.
Yeah.
The quarterback. It's not even, I mean, this is a whole different team. And it's kind of fun to watch. You know, they're battling to win the division. You know, Detroit now has 8 wins, and Packers are 9-3-1, but they're 9-4. And you look at their schedule, if they want to be a playoff team, they got the Browns, the Packers, the 49ers, and the Lions. They have 1 road game. That's the 49ers. The rest of them are at home, so their fate is in their hands.
That being said, Coach, and talking with Herm Edwards, ESPN analyst, former NFL player and coach, when you say, you know, if you had laid down money that the Bears would be in first place in December when the season started, you could retire on that right now. I'll keep it in gambling terms. Do you feel like then that they're playing with house money and this season can be considered a success no matter how these final 4 games play out?
In my opinion, it will be. And I think they're going to win. No worse scenario than maybe 11. Now, does that win the division? I don't know. We'll see. But they got a chance. Can you imagine if they win the division? Oh, boy. the shuffle will be coming back. You know, that bear shuffle that happened back in the day. The guys that were doing the shuffle, they're about as old as me. That's all they can do right now is the shuffle, but they'll come a shuffling, you know, and they should. I mean, they should. And it's just, it's fun to watch. I mean, for me, it's just, you know, I don't know anything else. I've been in the league playing and coaching my whole life. I spent in the National Football League for the most part, and now I get to talk about it some, but it's a great story.
As a coach, and I had you on right before the season started, and you talked about the hiring of Ben Johnson and how much you love that. You had me ready to run through a wall, Coach, after that conversation, and as high as you were on Ben Johnson and this Bears team. What's been most impressive to you about him as a head coach? Is it the play calling? Is it the culture shift that we've seen here in Chicago? What is it that's most impressive to you or that stood out the most to you about Ben Johnson in his first year as a head coach?
Well, they're a team that now plays with confidence, and you know, and a lot of it is driven by how your quarterback plays. And I think if you're a player on that team, and you've seen the switch of how this quarterback is playing, he's a high round pick. You know, Jaden Daniels had that great year, his first year, and everybody was trying. You know, probably was saying, "Well, we should buy Jaden. We shouldn't have drafted this guy." I remember him when he played at SC because we played against him, and I thought he's talented. I said, "Hey, this is good. The Bears got a quarterback. And, you know, he can play in the elements. He's got big hands, so he can hold the ball when it gets cold. And that, you know, people don't realize that. You play outside, you better have a quarterback got big hands, because in December and in January, it's cold. And it could be snowing. It could be raining. You need a guy that can throw the ball through the wind. Well, he can do all that. And he can run, you know. And now all of a sudden you look at this team and you're impressed with them and their defense. You know, the numbers aren't great. But here's the number you like the most. They lead the league in takeaways now. They take the ball away. That's a whole different issue now. That is like, are you kidding me? They're at plus, I don't know what they are, plus 19 or something like that, some crazy number. And it's not close. They're first, and everybody else is not even close to what the Bears are doing. And when you can do that, that just gives you more possessions on offense. And there's the problem. You know, you get more opportunities, and they're a really balanced football team, and they got to feel confident about themselves now. I mean, they really do, and I just think going forward, they're going to be fun to watch.
Talking with Herm Edwards, ESPN analyst, former NFL head coach and defensive back. When you look at that defense, and you just said it right there, Coach, the turnovers are certainly there, and that's one of the things that's kept this team winning and has had people not really pointing a finger at that defense, but the other number is not great, and especially the numbers in stopping the run. They were just talking about it on the show right before me. This deep in the season, and you were a defensive coach, what can you do to improve that or fix that? Or at this point, are you just who you are?
You are who you are. I mean, you can do what you can say, we're going to do this and do that. But, you know, you've had, more than half the season's gone. I mean, you got four games left. I mean, you can try to shore up some things, but I just think you got to play to your strengths, you know, and right now your strengths are on offense. We can score the ball. And the thing we do pretty good on defense is not pretty good, but the best in the league, we take it away. Now, they're okay on third down. They're 36%. That's not bad, but they're giving up points too. You know, and that's, and you're in a lot of close games, but you're okay with that because you got a quarterback that can finish the game. I mean, it's not too big for him. You know, it's not. And he doesn't get, he's okay. He went through his baptism last year and now he's coming out of the other end. He's a mentally tough guy. He's got a lot of confidence. I mean, when you hear him speak this year, you know, when he feels like I got to do, you can just tell him at sometimes when he's speaking, I got to do better. You know, he's always, and I'm like, yeah, you got to do better. But man, you know, you're sixth in offense. No one expected this.
Yeah.
I mean, no one imagined that. This is, the Bears are sixth in the league in offense. Yeah. And you can run the ball. You know, so those are the things that you hang on to. And when you're a coach, and you, now coach is the head coach, he realizes where his defense, you know, they have some things they got to do better. And he got to improve on that, try to rest of the season, but going into next year. But he knows how to protect his defense. You know, when you run the ball, you control the game. And so they don't have to get on the field a lot. because you control the game. You know, you control the possessions of the opponent, and that's a good thing.
That knack that Caleb Williams has for driving his team down and winning games late, and obviously they came up a little short in that last week with the interception in the end zone. Is that confidence or whatever it is that is that intangible, something that you can coach into a guy, or is that just something that's in his DNA?
That's in his DNA, but also, you know, he's in an offense now that fits what he's able to do, you know, and getting him under center, I think, was big too, because in college he didn't do it. And he played in the gun for the most part. You know, that's what they do here. They don't hardly, and then the play action pass became a big part of this offense, which I think is just marvelous. I love centers when they go in, because that's a problem. You know, people don't realize that when that quarterback goes under center defensively, now you got a problem. Because you're going, oh, here we go. We got to deal with this. You know, because now when he gets the ball, is it a handoff? Is it a play-action pass? Are they moving the pocket? Is he rolling? What is he doing? I don't know. You know, he's standing the gun. It's like a little easier to look at. But when he gets on the sender, it's a whole different ball game. And so they brought that to the equation. That's helped him as well. And he's just a confident guy. I mean, and the more he's been able to achieve things and play the game the way they're scoring 26 points a game. I mean, that's a nice number. You know, that's almost 30 points a game. That's a lot of scoring on offense.
Coach, you've brought up the run game for the Bears a couple of times here in this conversation. I know the old school hard hitting guy that you are. You've had to love watching Kyle Manungai run with the foot. I mean, he broke a guy's helmet last week.
It's fun. But remember, this is the Bears mentality. This is the Chicago Bears. I mean, the fan base expects this. When you grow up and you played in the league, and I was fortunate enough to play in it for a long time, there are certain teams that you said, they had one of the greatest runners ever to play, a couple of the greatest runners, Gale Sayers and Walter Payton. Are you kidding me? That's the Chicago Bears. It's like, hey, man, these are the Bears, and you know it. And it's like, hey, this – it's no – I remember we used to play. I'm like, oh, I used to go, oh, boy. You know, you sit there going, oh, man, we got to play these dudes. Really? Yeah. We got to play them. Here we go, boys. And it's going to be one of those, we're going to run at you, and we're going to see how tough you are. And it ain't just for the first quarter. It's all four quarters. They're running it at you. They're going to beat you up. They're going to make you, if you ain't physical, forget it. You might as well tap out, because the Bears are going to run the ball.
How close do you think this Bears team is? Last one for you, Herm Edwards. How close do you think this Bears team is? Or maybe you think they're there already, to being a legit contender in terms of, we can talk Super Bowl here in Chicago. Is there one or two things when you watch this team that you think, if they could just do this, they would be in that conversation?
They got to fix the defense. They have to. They got to fix the defense. You know, if you can get into the top 10, you're rolling. You're rolling. And points, you know, you want, right. And it's hard. You want to keep the points down, you know, but I mean, if you can do like, okay, the Texans, they're giving up about 17 points. Ugh. Now, I don't know if you can do that, but if you can give under 20 and you play the way this offense is playing, good luck to everybody else.
I said that was the last one. I lied, Herb. I do got to ask you about the Philip Rivers story. He's coming back to the Colts at 44 years old. Herm, how old a man were you, and how far were you removed from playing the game before you were like, no, I don't think I want to do that anymore? Like,
I love Philip Rivers. I think it's a great story. I hope it works out for him, because you know the Colts has had such a great year. He's 44 years old, and you know, and I already know, and he knows what's going to happen. He knows what's going to happen. He has to play. They're bringing 6-7 every time he goes back to throw. They're going to try to hit him. He hadn't been hit.
Yeah.
Okay, it's all fun and games in practice right now, and it's a great story. But he has, you know what? You know when you retire from playing football? When, you know, because your whole life when you play football, you're always on the ground. The ground always catches it. The ground never makes an error. It catches everything that falls in it. And so what happens to you when you stop playing and you get to a certain age,
when you fall down on the ground, it hurts. Can you imagine? He might have played with his grandkids and stuff like that, but when someone hits him and he falls on the ground, he's going to go, oh, this really hurts. Because it does. It hurts.
It's wild that you're talking about a guy who's going to suit up to play quarterback, and you're saying when he plays with his grandkids. I don't know that that's ever been said about an active NFL player. That is Herm Edwards, ESPN analyst, former NFL and college head coach, 10-year NFL vet, and I can see why. You also have motivational speaker in your bio, Herm. I'm always ready to run through a wall after I talk to you, man. I always appreciate the time. Thank you so much.
Appreciate you, my friend. Thank you.
And he joins us on the Score Hotline presented by Circus Sports Illinois. Download the Circus Sports app today. He's right. I never really thought about it, but there is a point in your life where you're like, man, falling hurts so much. And you feel like you could suffer serious injury just from hitting the ground, just from falling and hitting the ground. I recently reached that age, and I didn't even play in the NFL. We'll hit a quick break. On the other side, we'll keep the Bears talk going. Want to hear from you at 312-644-6767. What is going on with DJ Moore? We got to figure this out, and we'll try to next. It's Rami Makhlouf. It's Score Evenings on Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Winterland at Gallagher Way is back this holiday season with festive fun for all ages. From November 23rd through December 31st, experience the Chris Kindle Market Wrigleyville. Ice skating, train rides, visits with Santa, and more. Admission to Winterland is free. Visit GallagherWay.com for more information.
Happy holidays. This is Rick from Billy.
How have you seen DJ adjust to kind of whatever his role is? I'm sure yesterday he's probably a little frustrated just at what his, you know, production was. But how have you seen him manage those things in game and then during the week?
I think first and foremost, it's about, you know, just winning. And whatever that may look like, you know, it might be a different person or different few people every game that, you know, kind of pop or whatever. But I think his mindset has just been, you know, we just want to win. So whatever that may look like, and everybody's being ready for their opportunities.
Score evenings, weeknights 6 till 9.
Rami Makhlouf with you this evening. Talking some Bears, 312-644-6767. If you want to get in, Scott Bear covers the Bears for the Marquee Sports Network. He'll be joining me coming up at 7 o'clock. But there's Alamide Zaccheaus talking about DJ Moore, who's been the subject of much discussion in Bears land this week. Because, okay, look, he put up 1,364 yards with Justin Fields as his quarterback and the 27th ranked passing offense back in 2023. And now he has 498 receiving yards for a passing game that ranks 17th in the NFL. And you might look at it and go, well, the quarterback has more options. That's what happens when you get better as a football team. You have more good players. You have more good wide receivers, tight ends, etc., more targets, more weapons for the quarterback to work with. So DJ Moore is going to see less targets. And that was kind of my thinking up until last week against Green Bay, when Roma Dunze is out and he finishes with one reception for minus 4 yards. Let me say that again. One reception for minus 4 yards. I don't think I need to tell anybody out there that is the lowest receiving total in his 8 years as a pro. How does that happen? When you're down the guy who has emerged as your number one receiver in Roma Dunze. And look, I have no problem with Roma Dunze emerging as the number one receiver and DJ Moore kind of taking a back seat to him. Use the top 10 pick on Roma Dunze. He should be a number one wide receiver at some point. He should turn into that. And he was starting to turn into that before the injury. So, okay, DJ Moore becomes your number two. But in a game where Roma Dunze isn't even in there, he has one reception for minus 4 yards. He's on pace this season for his least productive year since his rookie year in 2018. That I can't wrap my head around, and there's no like logic dominoes that I can tip over that fall in a way where I go, yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense that DJ Moore is having his worst year since 2018 when he entered the league. I can't figure it out. Here's what Ben Johnson had to say about the lack of production from DJ Moore this year.
I thought he ran some pretty good routes over the course of the day, and we just couldn't give him the ball, which that was not the intent. You know, I thought going to the game, we might have had more for him than any other player in the offense, and so was a little surprised at the end when I saw the stat sheet for one catch like he had.
If he's running good routes and you don't have Roma Dunze out there, how is it that he's not getting the ball? How is it that he has one reception for minus 4 yards? Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams have done some great things this year. And as we talked about in the first segment of the show, this team as a whole, and specifically Ben Johnson and the quarterback position, have made leaps and bounds in terms of progress. But as far as DJ Moore
and his lack of production, I think this lies at their feet. I think this lies at the feet of the quarterback and the offensive play caller slash head coach in Ben Johnson. And maybe one more than the other. If we're not in there, if we're not in the building and we're not part of the game planning, we don't know exactly who shares or who owns most of the blame for the lack of production for DJ Moore this year. But if the head coach is telling us that he's running good routes, I got to think that one of two things is happening, or maybe, and probably a combination of the two. One, he might be running good routes, but the plays aren't necessarily designed for DJ Moore in terms of being the number one or even the number two read on a particular play. And number two, maybe he's getting open, and maybe he even is the number one or the number two read on a particular play, and Caleb Williams, for whatever reason, is just not getting him the ball. I mean, there was that one, the throw in the first quarter of the game against Green Bay that literally had to have gone 10, 12 yards over DJ Moore's head. So there's a target, but even the targets haven't been there. We played Olamide Zaccheaus coming out of the break. DJ Moore has nine more targets than Olamide Zaccheaus at this point. That doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me, just in terms of the balance of the offense and where the ball is going. And here's the biggest problem with it all. He's on a four-year, $110 million contract. He has the sixth most total guaranteed money among NFL wide receivers. He has over $82 million in guaranteed money. And if you want to go by average annual salary, he's the 13th highest paid wide receiver in the league right now, according to overthecap.com. Here's Dan Wiederer on Mullion Hall this morning talking about just that.
We spent the first 6 years of DJ Moore's career talking about how productive he was with like C-tier quarterbacks. And wow, wouldn't it be amazing if you ever paired him with a really good quarterback? And yet now he's got the number one overall pick in the 2024 draft, and his production is as low as it's ever been in his career. And it's hard to wrap your brain around. What's even more fascinating about it is, you guys remember, he got a contract extension during camp in 2024. It was featured prominently on Hard Knocks, and we all watched it. That contract is scary for the Bears if this is the return on investment they're getting. They have him signed through 2029. It's a $23.5 million base salary for the next four seasons beyond this one. How do you, if you even wanted to entertain the possibility of trading him, how do you get any team in the league to sign up for that? And so now you're in this situation where you're like, man, this isn't just one more year that we've got him. I think they can kind of get out of it for a less dead money after 2026. But you better find a way to make things work with DJ, because there's not an easy escape plan there. And it's been really kind of fascinating to see why that has not come to fruition.
Yeah, that's a problem, man. Not just because you're probably not getting everything out of your offense that you could if DJ Moore played a bigger role, but also, as Dan Wiederer said right there to Mullion Haw, and I'm paraphrasing now, the slice of the salary pie that he's getting, you have to figure it out to either A, get the production that is conducive with that big slice of pie of the salary cap that he's getting, or at the very least get enough out of him that somebody else in the league looks at DJ Moore and goes, you know what, that's a guy that could help us. Right now you're not getting either of those things. And if there's one thing about this offense that could get even better and could unlock a little bit more for this Bears team, it's getting DJ Moore more involved, and especially for however long it is that Roma Dunze is going to be sidelined with the stress fracture in his foot. They got to figure out this DJ Moore thing. Got to. We'll hit a quick break. We'll talk about the DJ Moore situation and all things Bears with Scott Bear of the Marquee Sports Network. He joins me, Rami Makhlouf, on Score Evenings right after this on Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.